State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
With Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. If you are a fan of State of Opportunity, you know that we do a lot of stories about what is not working well in education. But today we are going to flip the script and talk about a school that's doing really well. It's a rural school in the Upper Peninsula called Brimley Elementary. It's a very small school in a very tiny town on the shores of Lake Superior. There's an Indian reservation just up the road with a casino. The town has two bars, a gas station, a motel, and that's about it. The kids at the school don't get a lot of visitors, so when a reporter, me, shows up with a microphone, they've got questions.
What's the radio station?
Are you gonna be like going to our school to interview other people?
Where do you live?
And my favorite.
Why are you here?
It's a good question. Why am I here? Well, this school has a high population of American Indian children and kids from low-income families, two groups that statistically struggle in school. But here at Brimley, they're doing well. Better than well, they are among some of the highest test scores in the state. So that's why I'm here, to figure out how they do it.
It feels really good to have good grades. It feels really good to be super smart.
That's 9-year-old Chloe. Her full American Indian name is...
Chloe Badazagekwe Tipo.
And this is her friend, Grace Hill.
I'm turning 10, and I'm in fourth grade.
Grace and Chloe are both native. Chloe lives on the reservation. Grace lives in town.
So why do you think you guys are doing so well?
I think our teachers are teaching us really, really well.
So that's theory number one, good teachers. Theory number two, money. Pete Ruthier is Brimley Elementary's principal. The school can't collect property taxes from the Indian reservation in town, so he says the federal government subsidizes the school. This year, Brimley got $1 million from the federal government. That translates into about $2,000 extra dollars in funding per student.
So that does help big time, that it really gives us the an extra pot of money, if you will.
And they spend that extra pot of money wisely on resources like people and early interventions.
We have one full-time resource room teacher for special education. And that
there's a full-time speech and language pathologist. First graders who are having a tough time with reading and writing get one-on-one time with a reading specialist.
What do you think you want to write about today?
Elephants?
Elephants. What would you like to say about elephants?
There's an intervention teacher for kids in fourth, fifth, and sixth grades. They mostly focus on math. There are teacher's aides to help out in all of the kindergarten, first, and second grade classrooms. And class sizes are small. Average size, 22 kids. And there's one more thing. The teachers are constantly assessing their students to make sure they are where they need to be.
Are we ready? Oh, looks like Marissa's
first grade teacher Lanny Castine does a reading assessment with her kids every month.
Is there ever like testing fatigue? Like if you're doing this progress monitoring every month, do the students feel fatigue? Do you feel fatigue?
No, the students don't, because they're just reading all the time to me. All they're doing is reading. I'm the one doing the work. Is it a lot of work? Yes, it's a lot of work. I'm here a lot of nights till 6 o'clock, but it's what's best for the students.
That is why this small rural school with a higher than average poverty rate and a higher than average native population is doing so well. They have more money in their general fund, and they use it to hire more people, more early interventionists, more paraprofessionals, and more teachers to keep the class size small. Of course, some students, like Grace and Chloe, have their own small wish list of how they would like to use some of the money.
I would want to change some of the lunches. Some of the lunches aren't that really yummy.
Well, there's not really much to change. The school is good just by itself. But yeah, I agree with Grace. Not all the lunches are yummy.
In Brimley, in the Upper Peninsula, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.